Hi there, empaths, artists, alchemists. Welcome back to your podcast. My name's Rachel. Welcome to Empath Entertainment. This episode, I wanted to talk about something that came up for me, and I always forget this, and I was wondering, maybe someone out there is going through this as well. Sometimes we feel exhausted, and there are many reasons for that, I'm sure. I know for me, I always attribute it to I need more rest. I need more relaxation. I need less to-dos on my list, right? I need, and of course this is true for creative people. We need more time and space to do free form activities. But what I'm finding is when I'm inspired, that's the resource I'm actually looking for. That's the valuable resource. Right. And that's why Julia Cameron, who is an incredible author, she wrote The Artist's Way, and she talks about this. I think this is true for empaths. This is true for healers, alchemists, as well as artists, that because we have that similar temperament, right? That's similar lens for how we view the world, and very similar needs where we have this sensitivity, right? This awareness. And I think we also have a similar need for dopamine, certainly. And the routine, the mundane, weigh heavy on us. So sometimes what we need isn't those extra hours of sleep. Sometimes our soul is tired. It's not just the body. The body has needs as well. Don't get me wrong. That's very true. There have been times where I've been go, 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 and it was rest I actually needed. But consider, if you're feeling really tired, really heavy, run down, it's difficult to get out of bed, is what you're lacking inspiration? Recently, I thought I needed more rest, but I committed to helping a friend read through his play. For this is just an example, right? So the only time he could do it was earlier in the morning, and I thought I should probably sleep in, but you know what? I'm going to do this and then I can sleep in the next day. And I got up early, made sure I had a really healthy breakfast, right? I was still taking care of my body's needs. And I read through the play with him. I helped him go over his lines, and we laughed and enjoyed each other. And I realized what I was doing was an exercise from The Artist's Way, really, you know, collecting images from this other artist who had written this play and bouncing them off with my friend and transmuting some of this heavy energy that was actually what was weighing me down. And so instead of feeling like I woke up early and feeling tired as a result, I felt energized. I felt mobilized. I felt the creativity flowing in me. It created movement for me. So what I was experiencing is maybe a need for rest was actually a need for movement. It was the opposite. And so I wonder, does that come up for you sometimes? You know, sometimes it's not the body that's tired, it's the soul, it's the spirit that needs inspiration, that needs that flow. Giving our subconscious images and art and inspiration and hope is what is the exact medicine that's going to energize us. And maybe not those extra hours of sleep. So I wanted to present that idea, see who out there could relate, and try this on. See if, you know, a really fun conversation with somebody who is like sunshine to you and enjoys you just the same, if, you know, having that goodwill together and laughter doesn't transmute some of the fatigue and tiredness, right? When rest isn't the answer, you can't get enough rest. It doesn't feel like rest is actually what's being called for. Maybe there's another hunger. Maybe there's another need that's not being replenished. It's not just rest. What if you are really seeking acknowledgement in some area? What if what would actually bring you back to life would be someone saying, you made a difference in my life today? Yeah, you know, or you've made an impact in the world. Thank you. Thank you for your contribution. You maybe see something a different way, or just by having that encounter with you, I feel hopeful, and I want to give you my gratitude, right? That acknowledgement that your life makes an impact or a difference. And what if what you're seeking is inspiration, something to make your soul feel alive, right? Reading a play with a friend, bouncing jokes back and forth with a friend, even if they're silly or stupid, and laughing, that's so transmutive. Maybe there's some heavy energy here that just needs lifting. Let me know if that's something that you've encountered, experienced, and if that transmutive force, you know, of inspiration, collecting the images of art, taking time for that for yourself, maybe the mundane is creating the fatigue here. So I hope that sheds some light to those people who, you know, are creative at heart. And maybe what you're seeking is that inspiration. So connect with other inspiring souls and share that goodwill with one another and transmute through laughter. That's the easiest, fastest way. Experience time with somebody who really values you, and you make a difference in their lives, that'll bring you back to life. Maybe it's not the rest that's needed right now. I hope that was illuminating in some way. And thank you for sharing this journey with me. I feel you. I'll see you in the next one.